That's U.S. folk singer and activist Brian McPherson with Born on a Highway from his latest album, 2015's Wedgwood. Now, originally from Boston, Brian chose a life on the road as the archetypal troubadour, out there singing songs about the oppressed for the oppressed. A passionate protest singer, Brian's not afraid to use his gift to talk about inequality, homelessness, and police brutality, among other subjects. And Brian McPherson joins us on Folk Roots Radio to talk about his music and some tour dates in Eastern Canada in early 2017. It's great to have you join us today, Brian.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. Just played last night in Detroit and I'm headed to upstate New York for a gig in Syracuse.
So I thought we should start off by talking about your music. You weren't really on, I'm embarrassed to say this, you weren't really on my radar until the last year, and I've got to say, I wonder why not, because I love your music. I love the passion that you bring to your music. But it's always good to start off with getting a little bit of context of how you got to where you are today. So can you talk about how you got into music and why you decided you wanted to make it your career?
Well, I was just always into music. I just kind of always knew I wanted to sing. I just kind of had a feeling that I had something to say. I had to write songs, and I figured I had to learn how to play something. So I started with the guitar, you know, when I was a teenager, and then it's just kind of what I've always been interested in and what I've wanted to do. I've never wanted to do anything else, just feeling like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. The only way I can explain it is it's like I have a fire inside of me, and if I don't let it out, then I'm in trouble. You know, so I just listen to that voice, and it tells me to do stuff like, you know, go move across the country, go try to tour, make a record, you know. As an artist, I feel an unexplainable desire to share the songs with people. It doesn't feel like a conscious thing as much as just sort of a compulsion that I have.
You grew up in Boston, but I think home is now in Oakland, California. Is that right?
I've actually been in Los Angeles for a couple of years, but I was in Berkeley, California for a couple of years before that. I'm on a path, and I'm always hoping to grow as a human being and an artist and to have more and exciting and expanding experiences. I never want to be boxed into some sort of predisposed like ideal, like, oh, I'm this or I'm that or I'm blue collar, I'm working class, I'm, you know. It's a evolving thing, so I felt my time in Boston was up, kind of hit a ceiling. I felt stagnant. It's good to get out of your comfort zone. I got out of my comfort zone. I moved to Berkeley, made a new record, American Boy, American Girl, and then did a Kickstarter campaign, got a van, and went on tour. So, and in my opinion, it was the right move to make. And in doing so, I was exposed to the political climate of Oakland, California, and everything that was happening there with Occupy Oakland in 2011. And I learned a whole bunch more over there.
Tell us about the latest album, Wedgwood. We started off with Born on a Highway, which was the first single from the album. And it's a great start to an album that I've got to say, during this interview, one of the things I love as a DJ is great sequencing when, you know, an album starts. And one of the things that is clear on this album, it really grabs you and holds you. But tell us a little bit about making Wedgwood, because it's named Wedgwood after, I think, the Wedgwood stove that was in this, what, rustic cabin studio that you were recording the album in. Tell us a little bit about the process you went through and why you wanted to record in that way.
Well, yeah, I had some friends that I actually met in Oakland during the Occupy movement, and they had invited me to come stay with them for a little while because I was in between tours and I didn't know what I was doing. And so I went up there and I knew I had to make a record, and so they had this like a hot shack in the back of their property. And it had that stove in there, the wood stove. So I would wake up every day and, you know, light the wood stove. And I had all these songs that I had written over the last, you know, couple of years. And I ironed out all of the songs in there and I did all the demos in there. And I actually recorded most of the album a couple of miles away at a legitimate studio because I could not make a record that sounds like that with the equipment that I have. So I went to this studio and this guy had great stuff. So I basically recorded it over there a couple of miles away from there. The title of the album seemed suitable. You know, I loved the image. I loved that the look of that stove and the fiery context of the record suited it as well. So
tell us about Born on a Highway. Is that another song about your commitment to getting out there and using your music to try and reach out to people to perhaps encourage some sort of change or transformation?
That song is kind of written from a perspective of an artist and, you know, what you have to do to, you know, kind of get out there to do it. But I also look at that song as just being a human being, you know, and the cycle of life and being on a journey, you know, born on a highway and, you know, we're going somewhere. You know, I don't know where the songs really come from, and I don't know what they're about until after I write them. I put that as the first song because the last song on American Boy, American Girl was Upon an Open Road. You know, that was kind of like taking off into this journey of traveling because that album was recorded before all of the traveling. And then Born on a Highway is kind of the introduction to Wedgwood. It kind of, it's starting where American Boy, American Girl left off.
I'm curious about your songwriting because when you listen to your songs, whether you mentioned American Boy, American Girl, which is a great album, plus Wedgwood, which I think is absolutely fantastic. But one of the things that comes clear when you listen to this is that your vocal delivery, and it's almost like this, I don't know, this emotionally passionate machine gun that goes off on stage when you're singing these songs.
Yeah.
How do you actually go about writing the songs? I mean, how much of that is, do you write the lyrics as a form of rhyming poetry and then move forward to pull the song with a melody? Or how do you go about it?
No, I'm a classic songwriter. The words and the music are intertwined. You know, one might come ahead of the other, like, oh, this melody comes, but the lyric comes quickly after. They exist together. There's not a lot of chop shop sort of, oh, move this over here and what can I put on. There's not a lot of mechanics like that with me. It's more of just an organic process, like a bodily function. I don't try to write songs. They come or they don't, you know, and they usually come. I've written songs every possible way. They just come about however they're going to come about, I suppose. I'm never really good at giving answers to that question because I don't have them myself.
I'd like to play another song just now because I do want to talk about your activism. And we're going to play Days of Rage, which is a great song that, you know, can really inspire people, particularly when you want to, you're looking at some of the challenges that we're going to talk about in a few moments, particularly some of the changes we've seen in the world in 2016. Tell us a little bit about Days of Rage and what provoked you to write that song.
I don't know what provoked me to write that song. I think you could probably just listen to the song and that's kind of what provoked me and provoked the song to come about. But, you know, it wasn't like, I got to write this song and I got to tell them what's up. It was just, it's just the subconscious, you know, it's just like that was in me. That was there. And that's kind of what I uncovered and bit out. The only explanation for that song is the song itself.
Well, it's certainly a good way of putting it. Let's play that song just now. This is Brian McPherson with Days of Rage from his 2015 album, Wedgwood. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I seen Jesus in a skid row bum. I saw Buddha on Highway 1. I've seen Muhammad on the run. And I took 7,000 Hindu gods because I couldn't pick one. And I've seen David Koresh burning down. I've seen London Bridge, New Town. People in the streets with fog in their eyes. Freedom reach for blinded skies. Fists clenched in blood with occupied signs. Beaten and broken by the FBI. Calling America the homeland reminds me of the Nazis. Soviet Union, Stalin and Liberace. Playing games up in heaven, Monopoly and Yahtzee. And we're all stars in this age of digitized paparazzi. And I won't be afraid of the days of rage inside. It's justified. And I won't be afraid of the fascist brigade, the fallen line, the freedom lights. And I've seen the apocalypse explode at the local mall with Ken and Barbie people dolls. Melting in plastic with bubbling skies. Microwave the revolution, American pie. Thanksgiving was robbed for Christmas songs of dollar. But Thanksgiving was just a song to cover up the slaughter. So I really can't complain to Liberty's daughter. She's been kidnapped on a train from yesterday to tomorrow. And I won't be afraid of the days of rage inside. Justified. And I won't be afraid of their fascist brigade. You fall in line with freedom lies. movie out of Osama bin Laden. They made a movie out of a movie to show to all the zombies that I'm the last true soldier in the land of the dead. But I think my days are numbered, they'll surely have my head. There's no freedom of speech in the land of the sheep. And if you really want the news, then look to the streets and the sidewalk and the sand, the cracks and disasters, palms in the hand of the propaganda of the masters. And we bleed the blood of the workers of the world. We toil and labor and hand over the pearls. In a broken system, the snake will eat itself. How can I go to heaven if I'm living in hell? And I won't be afraid of the days of rage inside. It's justified. And I won't be afraid of the fascist brigade. Fall in line with freedom lies.
That's Brian McPherson with Days of Rage from his latest album, Wedgwood. That came out in 2015. Brian's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're talking about his music and the fact that he will be on tour in Canada in early 2017. He'll actually be in Eastern Canada. I think he has shows running from Halifax through Orillia into Toronto, and then also some dates in upstate New York and then heading on from there. I'd like to talk about your activism, Brian, because, you know, we've just gone through a very contentious U.S. election, which, and I have to preface this, it is currently mid-December when we're recording this interview, but Donald Trump would appear to be the next president of the United States, unless that changes, and who knows what can happen in the crazy world we're living in just now.
Right.
But I'm curious as to whether the rise of Trumpism, or whatever you want to call it, certainly concerns about the direction that the United States is going and what impact that will have on the world. I'm curious as to how it has changed some of the shows you're doing and some of the feelings you have about your music. You know, they always say that, you know, when you have these shifts in politics and the way democracies are run, that can have a huge inspiring effect on the arts and on music. As someone who has written a lot of songs based around activism, I just wonder how you feel about things the way they are and whether you do see a change in the shows that you're doing and perhaps a musical direction for you.
Well, there has been seemingly more interest in my music lately. It's important to note that these songs were all written in the last 8 years. America's not suddenly in trouble. Like, America's been in trouble. Obama was great socially. You know, he did a lot for the Affordable Care Act, which is, no one's really sure how good that is, and also with gay rights. And so that's cool, but it's still a militarized police state here, you know? Nothing was done to get rid of the Patriot Act, surveillance. You have the media living in exile with Snowden. You have Chelsea Manning rotting in a cell for, you know, whistleblowing on war crimes. You have families and people getting blown up in Syria for another pipeline. On and on, you have your right to a lawyer with due process taken away during the Obama administration. So it's kind of weird for me to be like, oh my God, what happened? Because I've just kind of been like watching it all dismantle while the majority of Americans have just kept on dancing. Like, oh, but, you know, like kind of living in ignorance, you know, like literally ignoring stuff. And all of those rights that have kind of been taken away, like, and the Patriot Act and surveillance and all this stuff suddenly gets even more menacing when you have someone like Trump coming into office. And it's kind of like, oh, wait a minute. It's kind of good to have a right to a lawyer if you're being accused of something by the government. You know, that's kind of a good thing to have, you know, like now that it potentially in the hands of a threatening Nazi-ish regime, because the parallels between what's happening now and what happened in Germany in like the 30s, it is very similar. You have a guy rise up during tough times, who pandered to the suffering working class, who were literally being ignored by an arrogant bourgeoisie left, and was able to rise with that angst, and then, you know, obviously commit a bunch of horrible atrocities. So definitely a frightening, crazy, weird time. No one knows what's going to happen here. I think it'd be hilarious if you made America great. I think that'd be the funniest thing of all time. Like, turn it into a utopia, and everyone would just kind of be like, oh, that was weird. I actually doubt that's going to happen.
From the point of view of your shows, though, I mean, has it changed the show? You know, one of the things you're known for is a great live experience, and listening to the songs on Wedgwood and your other albums comes...
Hey, I'm not like a trumpeteer for any politicians. I don't have an agenda for politics. Like, the songs that I write are a product of my environment and my experiences, you know, so I can't direct that ship to go on some sort of Trump crusade, you know. It's like, it just doesn't work like that, you know.
Going from what you're saying, which I completely agree with, and I can see why it's important to get out there and say, hey, you know, things haven't been great for the last 8 years. It's just, unfortunately, maybe we have had a huge shift, which maybe will wake everybody up. And from the point of view of waking everybody up, will that drive you in any different direction? Is it just getting out there and, you know, playing the songs that you've already written, writing other songs that express some of your concerns about the state of things, not just in the U.S., but, you know, in Western democracies generally, and then obviously across the world?
I don't know. I think people who sit around thinking about stuff to do and agendas, like, they have a different role. As like a songwriter, I listen to people who think about, oh, I'm going to write a song about this, and I'll tell you what, I hear a pretty bad song. You know, I just write songs. I can say I've already written a couple songs that could be looked at as political, but it's not, you know, it's not like on my to-do list to, like, write songs about Trump. It feels disingenuous to me. It's not that I'm not against Trump, but that's just not how I operate. I wasn't writing these last songs with a conscious agenda. Those are the songs that I wrote. I can't predict what kind of songs are going to come about. I'm just going to continue to do my thing and see what happens.
I'd like to go ahead and play another song from the Wedgwood album, and it's one of my favorite songs on the album. It's the Here We Go song, which is a song that I think you wrote around the time of the birth of Occupy in Oakland, in California. Can you talk about that song? It's a great anthem, and it's very inspiring, and it's interesting because you almost low-key it when we talk about the songs you write. To me, the politics behind them seem very clear, but this song really is very energizing. It does tend to trend and lift you up, and it's a great song from an activist point of view. But I wanted to give you a chance just to talk about it and being in Oakland at the time of Occupy getting started.
Well, that song was written, I think, right after this day called Tear Gas Tuesday, was what everyone was calling it back then, when the police started shooting tear gas and rubber bullets at everybody. Yeah, there was, you know, fire in the streets, literally. You know, stuff was on fire and cops were shooting people, and you know, it was the first time we got a glimpse of what a militarized police force looks like when they're kind of rolling through the streets in tanks dressed up like stormtroopers. It was frightening, you know. It was like they could definitely see where things are going. That's kind of what was going on, and that's what translated into that song, you know, tap into some sort of truth that people can identify with. It was a worldwide event that is a lot of people don't even know happened or quickly forgot about. But it was a big spark in consciousness and awareness and of people coming together. And, of course, it was dismantled, you know, pretty quickly by the powers that be, and slandered and propagandized and all of that, and mocked by people who don't do anything. That's a common occurrence, people who are just sitting at home in front of their TV bashing people who are actually out trying to do something. That song was basically, yeah, taking it to the streets.
Do you see a time when songs like this may get a greater resonance? You mentioned earlier that you felt people had more interest in your music. I know you don't feel that it's necessarily your job to make people wake up, to make people become more committed to making it a better world. But do you see a point where there will be the opportunity to get out and, you know, inspire people more?
It has very little to do with me. Like, I've been out there singing these songs. Like, I didn't just start doing this, you know. People have been ignoring me for a very long time. More and more people are getting interested in my music, and that's great. But whether or not they do it, that's out of my hands. When that song came out, there was people who were upset by that song because I said, our senators are the Hitlers when they lock us all away. Bill of Rights, burnt up right, America, MIA. We're like, oh my God, how could you compare America to Hitler? And oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you know, it's the same sort of policy that every fascist regime enacts, is taking away your right to a lawyer and this and that. So that's where that line came about with the National Defense Authorization Act, when almost every senator went into a room the night before Thanksgiving when everybody was asleep and signed away your right to due process if you were suspected of being involved with or of being a terrorist, which is a very loose term. You know, I don't need the government to just suspect people. There's a reason why you get a lawyer and a trial and a right to defend yourself, because if you're simply being accused of something, someone can obviously lie for their own agenda. I know I do what I do, and let the chips fall where they may. I know what my mission is and my goal. I'm like, my goal is to like show up, bust my ass, give a hell of a performance. I'm not faking anything. You know, I'm like, I'm going to give it all I got and help someone have a better day. That's it. You know, I can't think about it beyond that, because then I just drive myself crazy because I'm not that powerful. People write me all the time now from, like, you know, different countries and on the internet. And so that's all fantastic. And that's what my role really is. You know, when people say, oh, I want to write music to change the world. Well, guess what? When someone hears your song and it changes their day, you just change the world. So job well done.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to leave this part of the discussion. Let's play that song just now. This is Brian McPherson with Here We Go from his great 2015 album, Wedgwood. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Here we go! It'll rain fire, it'll rain fire, here we go! It's a worldwide riot, watch the tear gas coming down, raining like a helper in an ugly town. Streets in Laredo, the wild, wild west, we are the streets, no police from here to Budapest. Here we go! It'll rain fire, it'll rain fire, here we go! Let's all have a little Egypt for your Syrian sons, free Palestine and Israel, rubber bullets, real bombs. We are the people, we are the world, we are your sons, we are your girls. We are North Korea with Tiananmen Square, we are the sick and dying, making us as clear. Here we go, it rain fire, it rain fire, here we go, it rain. Slavery state invisible to your eye. We're born into bondage and worked till we die. And someday we'll have freedom, the world can rise up. We'll reach the sky if you don't give up. So Papa, watch the sunlight, the night's coming down. No job, no hope, the king stole the crown. Born and raised in Brooklyn where you land on your feet, on the other side of the skyline when the bricks meet the streets. So come on, start a riot in every single town, cause every once in a while you gotta just burn it down. Here we go! It'll rain fire, it'll rain fire, here we go. Rain. Sit up on the hill and watch it all burn away. Another atomic skyline in California, A. It's a missionary position. The TV's on the lawn. The government wants the internet. Iran wants the bomb. Our senators are the Hitlers because they'll lock us all away. Bill of Rights, Birth of Right, America, MIA. Here we go. It'll rain fire. It'll rain fire. Here we go.
That's Brian McPherson with Here We Go from the album Wedgwood. He's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're talking about his music and the fact that he will be coming into Canada for some dates in 2017. And Brian, I wanted to ask you about the live show, because One of the things about your music, whenever I listen to one of your albums, I really feel like I want to sing along. And I have to ask that question. I've never had a chance to see you live yet. But do you get a lot of people singing along to your music when they get familiar with it? I mean, some of the songs really do tend to want to engage a bit of audience participation.
Oh, yeah. Not every night, but in different cities, people do sing along. And that's probably the biggest compliment that I ever get. I'm just like, wow, that's awesome.
So tell us about the live show. What can people expect when they come to a Brian McPherson gig?
When you come to a Brian McPherson gig, you can expect blood, sweat, tears, and hopefully a couple laughs, too. Yeah, I mean, I play everywhere. I play in living rooms, I play in basements, play in cafes, I play in nightclubs, I play in big nightclubs. I've played in huge nightclubs. I've played in front of one person. I've played in front of 7,000 people. I can pretty much go play in any environment, and you know, I'll do my best to give everyone a good time.
What do you think the future is going to bring? You're pretty clear that, you know, you're a songwriter, you write songs, and then you share them with people. Basically, more of the same, getting out there and trying to engage people with your music?
Yeah, just going to keep traveling down the road, playing shows. Yeah, I have a bunch of new songs, so I'm going to start trying to figure out how to finance another record. Start shifting my attention into how to fund a new album and keep playing shows, see what unfolds.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
My website, brianmcpherson.com, is the best place. BryanMcPherson.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. What I would like to do is to play what is probably my favorite song from the Wedgwood album, and that's Hearts and Boxcars. And I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this one, because whenever I listen to this song, I feel incredibly connected to your music. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it's just because I have this idea that we're all in boxcars and we really need to come together. You know, that's probably not where you're going, but I did want to get you a chance to talk about this song before we play it.
Well, I wrote the song when I was, you know, in the early days of touring. Basically, it's about coming and going and being on a path, being a heart in a boxcar on a track, you know, and you got to go in that direction. And sometimes, you know, people in your life have to go in another direction. But in the last verse, like, I'm on top of the hill with lightning in hand, life's made of metal for a weatherman. I guess that's kind of more of an empowering sort of view, rather than being on a track with no control. Like, actually, I am empowered in my life. Life's made of metal for a weatherman. If I have lightning in hand and life's made of metal, then I can, you know, I can do anything. So that's kind of where that comes about for me with my relationship with that song. But, you know, like most of my songs, you know, I was just kicking it one day and just picked up the guitar and that's what came out. You know, this kind of song wrote itself. And I think that's how good art happens.
Well, it's a great way to finish this interview. Brian McPherson with Hearts and Boxcars from the album Wedgwood. And it's been great to talk to you today.
You too. Thank you.
Dawn, singing along to the tide coming in. We sing or we swim, and the birds call my name. It's time to fly away, so take my hand. Well, on our way, and all that we've got is all that remains. There's one thing I know, it's never too far. It's a winding road for hearts and boxcars. Near and far, we are made of stars. We are hearts and boxcars. 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 Thank you. days turn to night, and the nights turn to weeks, and the only voice I've got stutters to speak the meaning and the truth of me and you, of us and them, beginning and end. So long, my friend, broken hearts do mend. We're deeper than these scars, we're hearts in boxcars. Near and far, we are tracks and scars. We are hearts in lightning in hand, life's made of metal for a weatherman. It's all coming down, we will find our way, 'cause every storm falls on a sunny day. So take my hand, we'll on our way, and all that we've got is all that remains. And there's one thing I know, it's never too far. It's a winding road, our hearts in boxcars.